Good evening. The question was asked. Sometimes parents don't see eye to eye with their kids in regards to their religious choices. A child decides they're going to keep Torah and mitzvot. The parents disagree. They say it's nonsense. A child decides they're going to take time to go learn in yeshiva. The parent disagrees. A child decides they're going to go a certain course in terms of what they're going to do for a livelihood. And the parents say they shouldn't do that. A child decides they're going to make aliyah or live in a place where the parents are uncomfortable with the security of that place or something else. So when there are differences between children and their parents, so where does honoring one's parents come in? So honoring one's parents is a concept that's really a misnomer. Kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha halachically means to service them. They need help putting on a shirt, I'll help them putting on. They need help putting on a jacket, I'll help them put on a jacket. They need help doing shopping, I'll do the shopping for them. They need someone to drive them to the doctor, so I'll come, I'll help them, I'll drive them to the doctor. That's the term kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha. Then there's a term, ish imo v'aviv tirau, which means have awe, have respect for your parents, which means if they say, you know, I don't think the Torah tells you you have to eat kosher. So you could say, you know, I thought there's this pasuk which discusses which animals are permissible and which not. So I'm not going to tell them, you know, that's ridiculous, guys. There's so many psukim about eating kosher. No, even when they're making a blatant mistake, the manner in which I'm going to point it out to them is going to be more like a question. It's going to be more respectful. So the idea of ishimo v'aviv tirau doesn't mean that I'm going to accept whatever they say. If it's a pointless argument, they tell you, you know, in 1939, Babe Ruth hit that Grand Slam home run. And you're thinking, that was 1939, he wasn't even playing baseball in 1939. Don't correct them. If they tell you it was Macbeth who said, et tu Brute, then fall Caesar. Don't tell them it was Caesar who said that. So what? So they said it was Macbeth. Fine, move on with life. There's no point in correcting them. If they're telling me something incorrect in Torah, and there's a point. Sometimes there's, even in that, there's no point in correcting them because they're not going to listen. But if there's a point, if they would really want to know, so then we say it in a respectful way. What happens if your parents come in and say, why are you wearing a blue shirt? I want you to wear green. Excuse me? So they want me to wear green. Why do I have to wear green? It's not respectful. It's not about respecting parents. Doesn't mean I obey whatever they say. You applied to Harvard and they wanted you to go to Yale. Why do you have to go to Yale? What area of respect is there in that? You wanted to take a year to learn in yeshiva and they thought you should go to medical school. So we don't have to fight about it. Our conversations could be respectful. They could say, you know, you're a real disappointment. You're not going to medical school. And you could say, I'm sorry you feel that way. And you move on. That doesn't mean I gave in on anything. So respect is in terms of how we treat them. It doesn't mean I'm going to change my life. You want to marry Rachel and they think you should marry Leah. So you still invite them to the wedding. You have to make sure they're not going to stand there at the wedding and say, what a disappointment, it's Rachel under the chuppah. In such a scenario, then your life comes first. There are situations where parents cannot come to terms with a child's decision, and then the child sometimes has to tell parents, this won't be able to continue. A child shouldn't allow his parents to ruin his marriage. If parents are abusive, sometimes a child has to pull away and has to have nothing to do with his parents. That exists also. If parents aren't going to respect a child's autonomy and allow them to make their decisions and build their own life, so sometimes children pull away, and the halacha expects them to pull away. Meaning that's part of being healthy. In general, we try to work things out respectfully, we try to be kind and gentle with parents, but that doesn't mean they have a right to make decisions that have nothing to do with them. You know, it really bugs me that you wear blue shirts. Why don't you wear green? So I'm sorry, it bugs you. Maybe when I'll go to visit my parents, I'll wear green shirts because it makes them happy. That's because I'm a nice guy. I want to make them happy. But they can't tell me that when I leave the house, I should be wearing green. Right? So Kibud Aveim, A, is to service them. B, is to deal with them in a respectful way. But it does not mean that now they're going to make my decisions in life for me. If they believe that I'm making the wrong decision, I could listen to them respectfully and move on. If they're not going to let go, and they're going to keep harping and not allow me to lead my life, then a person has to make a calculation, and sometimes they have to temper the relationship, which could mean that a person will send them a WhatsApp message or an email, but he won't have a direct conversation with them. Because it could be in direct conversations, they'll destroy his marriage. It could be that every time they call, they're asking him, are you going to divorce Rachel yet? Are you fed up with her? At some point you say, hey, I can't. If you guys are going to keep talking that way about my wife, then I'm going to have trouble being in touch with you. And then a person might send them a postcard, a person might send them an email, or a person might say that's too much, they can't handle it. And that's legitimate. A person is within their right at some point to say, I can't handle this. So we try to respect them, we try to service them, we try, our first choice is to give them as much as we can. But that doesn't mean altering our lives, that where they want me to live in China and I want to live in France, so I'm going to listen to them and live in China. So sorry, it's your life, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to make it your life into what it's supposed to be. At the same time, there's a respectful way to do it. If parents overstep their boundaries, so there's a respectful way to do it. Sometimes we can ignore it, even though it's not their right, but we can ignore it. And sometimes a person cannot ignore it. And then a person has to make a decision, and it would be recommended to consult with the Rav, because a person might sometimes err in either direction, where a person might want to honor his parents more and end up destroying his own life or his own marriage because he wants to honor them more, or a person might err in the other direction, and he makes a big deal out of nothing. Like sometimes parents insist on something and the kid is like, they can't run my life for me. And maybe he's making too much of a big deal. Maybe he should give in. I had a student whose parents were really bugged when he'd show up at home and wear his tzitzis outside. So when the tzitzis were hanging outside his pants, they were very upset. They lived in a Russian neighborhood. They themselves were Russian. And to them, it was a shame that all their neighbors would see their son, who has now become a religious fanatic, who wears his tzitzis outside, and it embarrassed them. So I told him, put your tzitzis inside when you visit your parents. What's the big deal? There are halachic opinions that say it's better to wear it inside. So when you visit your parents, why don't you put it inside? What's the big deal? Why do you have to make a fight over that? They're okay. You keep Torah, you keep mitzvahs, they're backing you. There's one thing which bothers them. It embarrasses them. They're right, they're wrong, it's irrelevant. Why make a big deal out of it? So they're not telling you don't wear tzitzis. They're telling you when you visit us, we'd like it to be inside. Okay, I'm not sure it's such a bad thing. Again, a child might feel like, no, he's losing his whole identity if he does that. That's where it's a good idea to consult with the Rav to make sure the person's gauging it correctly. They're not blowing things out of proportion. But that's the general outline, okay?